track 11. And now we come to our feature article. And our feature item today is from The Police Advocate on the Beat by Mike Joyce, and is read for us by Lorna.
How a store became a town's driving force. For those who have had a chance to read the occasional column I put together about the various departments of Devon and Cornwall Police, will also be aware that I do cover other subjects, which I hope are of interest. One such example is the following. Today, I had the pleasure of sitting down with David Austin, his sister, Mary White, and her daughter, Catherine, the driving force of Austins of Newton Abbot. Now, why, some may ask? Simple. This year, 1st of March 2024, to be exact, Austins celebrate 100 years of trading in Newton Abbot, and there was no way I was going to let that pass. So, let's look at this trading miracle in our town. As I said, on the 1st of March 2024, 100 years will have been reached, but I asked why, how, etc., and so the story unfolded. Austins arrived to take over a rather drab drapery shop in need of some serious TLC, smaller than the site you see occupied by the cosmetic department today, and with a yard at the rear, but nothing more. Back then, it was the owner's plus three staff and was called Austins Drapers, a cash drapers to be exact. Now, it has 100 staff, still overseen by the family, who, I can assure you, have no intention of retiring anytime soon, as the following will testify. Anyway, I have jumped far too far, so let's rewind. It seems retail and associated activities are nothing new. Generations from great-great-grandfather to father were in the trade in some way or other from the start. Great-great-grandfather was a tailor in Kensington. Great-grandfather was in the silk trade, acquiring and trading silk and cloth in London, but died at an early age of 29. So the move to Newton Abbot. Why, I asked, why Newton Abbot and from where? Well, that was from Romford, and the opportunity arose because the premises came on the market as freehold and were next door to a thriving M&S, so footfall would be good, so it was expected. Also, it seems that Courtenay Street was seen as bustling street to be trading in, so the opportunity was taken. Of course, who would have envisaged that 15 years after the opening, a new situation would present itself, World War II? But wait a minute, it seems where many were hoping beyond all hope that it would not happen, Mr. Austin, the father, was not convinced. Call it a premonition or second sight. Mr. Austin went and bought all the blackout cloth he could find at the time. When the announcement came, Austin's was the place to go for blackout cloth. Then came another first. It is at least thought the store opened on a Sunday so that residents, etc., could buy the cloth, which sold out on the day. Not all was lost, though. Mr. Austin had contacts and a reputation as a trader to trust and do business with, so the cloth suppliers were on hand to provide even more blackout lining to meet demand. Yes, one could be cynical and say cashing in on a grave situation, or be true and say provided a service to the community when required. To that aim, Austin's today still does that. It is a family business, built on family traditions, family and community values. In the bustle of today's ever-changing and fast pace of life, internet shopping, mobile phones, and life-changing situations, Austin's over the years has seen it all. So since those humble beginnings on the 1st of March 1924, expansion has certainly taken place. Between 1950 and 1970, the Austins we see now expanded as opportunities became available. With the final piece on the current site happening in 2015 when Santander moved out from the corner site and the last piece of that puzzle fell into place. During 1992, the Globe Hotel closed and another opportunity arose. In 1996, Austin's toy store took shape, and later, when the Halifax closed, the men's store arrived, followed in 1999 by the furniture store. I asked Mary for her input to the insight of Austin's. It was a straightforward answer, and it made a lot of sense. Mary said, "We are a family, not just we as Austin's, but all who work to make Austin's what it was in those humble beginnings to what you see today. Without everyone working towards the same end result, a thriving business that always strives to meet the needs of the residents, the visitors to the town of Newton Abbot." I then asked Catherine what she sees in the family business and what she brings to it. Catherine was quick to reply that she brings to the business a new perspective, one that uses the latest communications, social media and website, making sure it is directed at new customers. I jumped in and said the new young customers, but Catherine reminds me, quite rightly so, that many of Austin's customer base is spread over a wide age level, and her input is not meant to just aim at a particular customer base. Ensuring there is something for everyone in the stores is its aim. COVID saw a big change in customers' shopping habits, and since COVID lifted, there is still a strong element of online browsing and shopping. As Catherine said, Austin's evolves and will continue to change if it is to be there for another 100 years, and her role is watching and addressing these changes shopping habits. While listening and discussing Austin's with David, Mary and Catherine, I was amazed at the passion there was, not just for their business, but for all their teams, the town of Newton Abbot, its residents, fellow businesses and visitors. It is difficult to explain that in words that actually do justice to that. There is, however, one irony that is not lost on me as far as Austin's is concerned. The move from Romford was because Mr. Austin, the grandfather at the time, saw an opportunity to purchase a site next to M&S store in the town to provide footfall. So what has David Austin now acquired? That very same floor space, now occupied temporarily by DWP. Austin's have also moved with the times on energy saving. Whilst there, David showed me the solar panels on the roofs, which he proudly says on a good day can save between 70 to 80% or even more of the store's energy use. I'm really grateful to David, Mary and Catherine for finding time in their very busy day to give me an insight to Austin's, a draper's in 1924, to Austin's, a department store in 2024, spread over 5 sites with plans already in place to be 6.